as I said, happy 4th of July. I can't remember the last time 4th of July fell on a Sunday. It's probably been a number of years. I'm sure we can look back and see that, but it just doesn't seem like it happens often. Liberty. We're not preaching on liberty. I just want to share a little thought. Pastor Sheetman's preaching tonight, so this is it. This is what I get. Liberty. Freedom from restraint. As an American, this just stirs in my heart. Freedom from restraint, in a general sense, and applicable to the body or to the mind or will. The body is at liberty when not confined. This is a Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of liberty. The will or mind is at liberty when not checked or controlled. That's something to pay attention to. A man enjoys liberty when no physical force operates to restrain his actions or volitions. Liberty. And it is a blessing, the liberties that we have through Christ. If we think of it spiritually speaking, freedom from the restraints of sin. Praise the Lord. That's a blessing. In the United States of America, we have the privilege of not... See, all liberty is available to everybody through God, spiritually speaking. Not everybody gets the blessing of being able to open up the scriptures. We have liberty in religious liberty today. Isn't that a blessing? We live in a place where there is no physical force that is restraining our actions to preach the Bible today. We have political liberty. You don't like the guy that's in office, you can vote him out. Isn't that a blessing? We have civil liberties. No, some are... And that's different. But we ought to be thankful. Thankful for the place. Again, not everybody gets the physical liberties that we possess here in America. And I am thankful for it. I am American through and through. But even more so, and I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Set me free from my biggest problem, my sin, and I am thankful for that. So, with that being said, happy July 4th. And as Americans, we celebrate that. As Christians, we certainly have something to celebrate every day in our freedom in Christ. Let's pray, and then we'll get into this morning's message. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time. Thank you for those that are... Lord, I'm thankful for those that have given their life to protect these shores. I'm thankful for those that have given their life to maintain the liberty that we have here in America. God, I'm thankful that you gave your life pay for our sin. God, I so appreciate that. Lord, I pray that you bless service here today. Lord, there are needs that only you can meet. And Lord, I pray that you'd have your perfect will and hand and just work through this service here today, that you'd be honored and glorified. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sometimes the voice of the Lord is loud and obvious in our life. It's like that 2x4 right upside the head. It just, if I were to deny God speaking to me, I'd be denying a tree standing in front of me. Like, it's just so obvious. But sometimes the Lord speaks to us quietly and gently. This morning we're going to be talking about hearing the voice of God, and I want to be clear that this is not some sort of mysticism or, last night I was in my bed and I heard God speaking to me. I'm not talking about that. What we're talking about here is being led of God through the Holy Spirit in your life. Being able to hear that still small voice that as you make decisions or consider decisions in your life, or as you maybe make a decision and God is in your life saying, hey, don't go that way. Or maybe you find yourself here this morning not sure why you're actually in church, but just felt led to be here. Maybe it's God working in your life. This morning we're going to talk about hearing the voice of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, I'll read you the verse. Deuteronomy 4:33 says, "Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou hast heard and live?" See, what is happening in Deuteronomy is, we feel like, as you read the book of Genesis, amazing stories. We end with Joseph. Then we go to Exodus, right? And we get the nation of Israel out of Egypt. Amazing stories. And then about halfway through, Exodus transitions into the law. We're given Leviticus, Numbers. And when we feel like, okay, there are no more laws, you've covered it all, Deuteronomy happens, which is God giving the next generation the law again. And you think, oh my word. Deuteronomy chapter 4 is God teaching the next generation of things about Him. And in Deuteronomy 4:33, it says, "Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire?" And I was reading that and I was thinking, man, is there a generation? Are we living in an age of Deuteronomy chapter 4 where the previous generation of Christians can hear and have seen the voice of God? But now, are we in a generation that has no idea about the things of the Lord, that God needs to almost reintroduce Himself again? "Let me explain to you how this works," He says. "Here's what I expect from you. Here's what you can expect from me." I almost feel like that's our generation. There's a generation that can't hear the voice of the Lord in their life, that don't understand the leadings of God. And praise the Lord, we have the opportunity to be able to speak of these things. John chapter number 8 this morning. The first point this morning you may feel like is a little harsh, but I want to be straightforward with it. John chapter 8 and verse 47 says, "He that is of God heareth God's words." John 8, 47. "He that is of God heareth God's words." And that's a blessing to know that we can hear the voice of God in our life. See, what's it sound like? Does it sound like James Earl Jones? Does it sound like... No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about hearing the audible voice of God. I'm talking about hearing the voice of God as He leads us and guides us in our life. I don't need to hear His tone to hear the voice of God. Here He says this, "He that is of God heareth God's words." And then the second half of the verse, "Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." To hear God's voice, you need to be a child of God. For Him to work in your life and speak to you, hey, there's a prerequisite, and that's to be in a relationship with Him. You know, for you and I to be able to have a conversation, we have to be in close proximity. Thanks to technology, we can almost be anywhere in the world. But if we were to have a face-to-face or have a conversation, there would have to be something that links us. Well, with us and the Lord, there's got to be something that links us. And we have a big problem in our life. And Isaiah 59 in verse 1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear." The problem isn't with God that He can't hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. There's a great break in the relationship, and that's sin. If you're here today and you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that is the first and foremost decision that you need to make. God spent His blood, died on the cross, paid for your way. Paid in full. All past, present, future sin covered, removed. And because of that, John 8:47, "And he that is of God heareth God's words." as I've asked the Lord Jesus Christ, and as you've asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, you know what God says? I have some words for you. I have some instruction for you. It was a blessing. We were standing in the hall, Sean Hayes got to meet Charles Primer, and he was asking him questions about the Navy. That happened because two people were standing in front of each other. He was, what do you eat? What was it like? And you know what? Our relationship with the Lord is made possible because Jesus Christ removed the thing that breaks that fellowship, our sin. There's some instruction that I just don't need in my life. I don't need to know how to, well, I was talking to Chris this morning a little bit, and I don't need to know how to build airplanes. I have no need to learn how to build airplanes. Say, so what does that have to do with anything? For a person that's not a child of God, doesn't need any additional instruction about God. The only thing they need to know is that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. That is first and foremost. Say, that's kind of narrow, that's kind of sharp. There's good people that want to hear. I understand what you're saying, but the Bible says, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. So to hear the voice of God, number one, you need to admit that you have sin. Come to the Lord, ask to forgive you. Then as a child of God, he has a bunch of instruction. He has a path for your life. Now we'll go to Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs number 2. We're going to look at a bunch of verses this morning. Hope you brought your Bibles. Proverbs chapter number 2. I want you to pay attention to the word if. If is a word that we use as a qualifier. I'll do this if you do that. Proverbs chapter 2, we'll read the first five verses. Pay attention again to the word if. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, who's the her? That's wisdom. And searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. When we're listening as a child of God, if we want to hear the voice of God, we have to first listen for the voice of the Lord. We train our children or instruct our children or try and help our children in this fact. You need to always be listening for my voice. When I call to you or when I express a command, my voice ought to make you stop what you're doing and come respond to me as a parent. That's just parental role. We see that in the book of Samuel, remember, where God is audibly calling to Samuel. And you know what? Samuel was listening for the voice of God. He was, our first point, as we listen for the voice, number one, we need to be seeking. My son, if thou wilt receive, yea, if thou criest, if thou seekest. Are you seeking to hear the voice of the Lord? As I said, sometimes the voice of God is loud and right in your face. Sometimes it's subtle and quiet. Sometimes it's hard to hear because we have so many distractions turned up in our life. Ever just, like, sometimes in the kitchen, we're getting things ready. There's conversation happening at the table. You know, you got the fan over the stove going, right? Then you got the music going. So you got music, you got the stove, you got things, pots and pans banging around, the kids talking. And then one of the kids come up and start talking to you. A third or fourth or fifth conversation within a corner. It's like, all right, everybody stop. I'm trying to listen to this one. And you know what? Sometimes that's how it is in our life. We just got a lot of distractions going on, and we just need to, hey, hold on a second. I just need everything to stop because I want to make myself available and seeking the voice of God. Are you seeking this morning? Are you listening for His voice in your heart? Usually when we make major decisions in our life, maybe when you're buying your first car, what do? You call grandpa or dad or an uncle and say, hey, can you help navigate me through this process? 17, 18-year-old girl going into a used car store, right? What do we need? We need a man there. So, are you saying women are... I'm just saying there's something about that. And what are they doing? They're seeking. Hey, I need help. Hey, in your life, are you seeking God? Are you seeking to hear His voice? Psalm chapter 25. Number one, seeking. As we listen for the voice, are we seeking it? Psalm chapter 25, look at verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation, and in thee do I wait all the day. Are you seeking the Lord to hear His voice? Are you looking to see what God thinks about things? Because let me tell you this, God is speaking. He does speak to us. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, a familiar verse, He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. And we'll sup with him, and he with me. God is available. God is looking to spend time with us. He does have some instruction for us. As we saw, He does have wisdom for us. Are we listening for His voice? Number one, are we seeking? Number two, He is speaking. If you go to the grocery store, they do a lot of things to get you to buy stuff. They make it look flashy. They use words like this, limited edition. Limited edition corn puffs. If I don't get, what am I, this is a collector's box. Gotta get them. I mean, it completes the set. What happens if the Lord's instructions were for a limited time? Limited time right now, $19.99 plus shipping, and we see those things and they use those phrases. But imagine the Lord only had some instruction for a certain window. An opportunity, if you will. Look at Psalm 95. Such powerful words in Psalm 95. Psalm 95, look at verse 7. The Bible says in Psalm 95 in verse 7 and 8, for He is our God, and we the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. That next day, and that next word, today, if ye will hear His voice. You know what that tells me? There's some urgency in listening. You know, I think of my children in our road. It's 55 out there. It turns to 40 right by our house, but not everybody pays attention to that. Some of the motorcycles go screaming by. Ball rolls out into the street. Hudson, don't go out there. That window of instruction is only limited. And God has some instruction for you that is applicable today. God has some help today. Today, if you will hear His voice. Yesterday, we had a little party for Sam, and we're thankful for him. Instructions on how to get there. Doesn't mean anything good today. It's past. Are you seeking the voice of God? Listen now, today. Verse 8 says, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Hey, there's going to be a time when that instruction is past. God told you to do something. He gave you words you were seeking. He spoke. and it was good for that moment. The question is, did you receive it? Proverbs chapter 19. Look there. Remember during the pandemic, the governor would get on the TV and every day he would have updates. And man, maybe the first day or first week or so, you were watching those intently. What are we doing? What's happening? What's going on? And you would listen. Imagine the God of heaven every day having instruction for you. Here's what I have for you today. I'm busy. I'm going to go make a sandwich. I got to go weed. Yeah, but what is God trying to talk to you about? Do you care about listening for the voice of God in your life? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 says this. Hear counsel. In the second part, look. And receive instruction. Are you receiving it? It's one thing to hear it. It's a second to receive it. That thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. He says, it is better for you to listen to me than not. Listening for the voice. Number one, are you seeking? Number two, can we agree that God is speaking to us today? It is not that God is not speaking. It is that we are not listening. Romans chapter 10. As we listen for the voice, are we seeking? God is speaking. Number three, studying. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. I'm so glad you're here today. Do you know that your faith is going to be strengthened? Say, how so? Because the word of God is being preached. And you're hearing the instructions. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God's words. That helps us. Do you study them? Do you know what God says? Do you know, this world is turned upside down because there's a bunch of people that care nothing about what God thinks. And they are reaping the consequences of that. There's no issue that's being put before us as Americans or even citizens of the world, if you will, that God has not addressed. He says, this is the best way. This is the best way to do it. As I told you, Joe's trying to take apart this motor. And each layer he gets to, he has to ask for help and wisdom from other people because he doesn't know how to get the thing apart. Hey, there's things in our life that, hey, we're at a new place. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my kids. I don't know what to do with my finances. I don't know what to do with my job. I have no idea what I'm doing with anything. And God says, here, will you listen? Because I have something to tell you. Familiar verses as Christ is being tempted in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. A familiar thought. And he answered and said, it is written. And if I say it, you could probably be able to finish the verse. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So how do I know? How do I hear? He actually recorded it for us. Isn't that a blessing? Many a times you'll talk to maybe a generation of people and they'll say, in our day, or my father used to tell me, and they would replay these words, right? I'm thankful that God wrote it all down. As we listen for the voice, number one, we need to be seeking. Number two, God is speaking. Number three, we need to be studying. What does God say about my life? What does He have for me? And then listening. Luke chapter 8, I'm just going to tell you this. After the parable, remember that's where the seed and the sower is? Luke chapter 8. He says this phrase. I didn't write it actually down. So many of you are turning there. It's after the whole sowing and all that, probably at the end of the red section. It says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." There's a possibility that we have ears. We have the ability to hear the voice of God. We're just choosing not to listen. That's a bad place to be. It's possible to be around the preaching of the Word of God. It's possible to be around the voice of God as He leads us in our heart and not heed those warnings. Can I ask you, how has that ever gone in your life when God has instructed you in one way and you went the other way? Not good ever. Because God's ways are the best way. Amen. There's no better way than God's way. So as we listen now, here, listen, the second point, and this is our last point, there's sub-points, but number one, we were listening for His voice, but now that we now are hearing it, because I'm seeking, God is speaking, I've studied, now number two, as I'm hearing the actual voice of the Lord, Mark chapter 4. In the last 6,000 years, the nature of man has not changed. Say, how so? We do our best that when we get in trouble, we find other people to blame. Where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Right? And remember, I mean, there's literally four people on this earth. And the one kills the other. And blames. Remember? Adam, why'd you take the fruit? The woman that you gave me, right? I mean, she made me. That's what he says. He blames Eve. He literally could say everyone was doing it, but still. And so it is. Person after person. What you will not see very often is people taking responsibility. No one wants responsibility. That's why management gets paid more. That's why those that are in charge have gray to no hair. Not because responsibility is stressful. Mark chapter 4. How about this? Mark chapter 4 and verse 24. And he said unto them, "Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given." He says, I'm talking to you, and I'm going to hold you responsible for what you hear. Those are sobering words when we think about this is instruction coming from God. As I said, everyone looks to pass the buck. No one wants to be responsible. It happens in business. It happens in home. That's why things get turned upside down in the house. No one wants to be responsible. Everyone's blaming everybody else for the problems until someone says, all right, I'll do what it takes to fix it. I'm sorry. And we can get somewhere. It's a lot easier to blame people. I'm going to say this. You and God know what He's talking to you about. And you're responsible for that. Hearing the voice creates a responsibility. We cannot say to God, I just didn't know. No, see, the Holy Spirit is indwelling. He's right with us all the time. Well, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. No, inside of you, Christian, the Holy Spirit of God was screaming, waving flags, saying, don't go that way. And you went that way anyways. Now you have the consequences of that. Ezekiel chapter 3. As we hear the voice of God, we are responsible for that, what we hear. Ezekiel chapter 3, in verse 10, it says, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears." Have you received what God has told you to do? As God is instructing to you, speaking to you, yes, we have a relationship with the Lord. And because God is our Savior, He can communicate with us. And then I'm listening. I'm seeking. I'm studying. I'm listening for His voice. But then He speaks. And sometimes I don't like... Children will do that. They'll come and they'll ask you a question and you give them the answer. Then they go to the next parent to see if they get something different, right? Anybody ever have that? Ever? Anybody ever do that? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep asking until I hear what I want to hear. Eventually, you'll end up at the feet of your peer group because they'll just tell you what you want to hear. Oh, no, your parents are crazy. Get out of there. God, He doesn't know anything about anything. Yeah, they're just holding you back there, man. Hey, come on up. It'll be so much more fun. God says no. When we go against the words of the Lord, can I ask you, have you received them into your heart? Do you hear them with your ears? Hearing the voice, number one, we're responsible. Number two, we're to receive them, to which then causes a reaction. My kids have been watching a ton of science videos. I don't know what's going on, but there's a lot of science videos going on at the house. Could be worse. Could be more Dude Perfect videos. I'm so glad those are done. How many more trick shots can we watch, right? Great science, how things work and what God made. And this, it looks like this guy is a mechanical engineer maybe and has a heart for the Lord. And at the end of all his videos, he puts like a little verse in there and it's kind of neat. So they're watching all these videos and you know, there's always an action, and with every action there's an opposite and equal reaction. That's science. We love science. I like that. Well, in my life, if we can imagine that, or your life, as God speaks to us, that's an action, which then prompts a reaction. If God truly is speaking to us, which from the scriptures I believe He does, we are responsible. We should receive them, and then we should respond, or we should react. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. And we're almost done. We're at the end. Okay, good. I'm ready for... I came for the hot dogs. I understand that, and I'm glad you're here for that. But let's not miss what God has for us here today. John chapter 10 and verse 27. We have three more verses, just so you can keep track in your head. John chapter 10 and verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." So there is God speaking, and the Bible says, and here's the reaction, "and they follow me." When God speaks, the response should be, "we follow." That should be our reaction. Luke chapter 11. And verse 28. Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. "But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." As God speaks, what is my response? To keep his word. To consider his word. What decisions have you made in your life that you did not consider what God thought? What decisions have you made that you sought the counsel and the wisdom of God? truly sought. Not just like, Lord, we want to buy this house. We don't know if there's a church anywhere near. I don't know what's going to happen, but if not, just close the doors. Oh, it's sold. We're in. Did you really seek the Lord in that? Or did you just kind of tack on to what you're already going to do? A lot of times, that's what we do. God, this is what I'm going to do. Either put a train in front of me or make it all possible. No, sometimes the Lord allows things to happen. Sometimes, sometimes we get exactly what we want. It's not the best for us. It's a great teacher. But have you heard the word of God in your life? Have you heard the voice of God in your life? The book that you hold in your hand is called The Word of God. Say, I've never heard the Word of God. I've never heard the voice of God in my life. You're holding His words. That's a blessing. That's great. That's wonderful to know. The reaction should be to follow. Allow this book to lead and guide in your life. First and foremost, if you're not saved, you need to be saved. That's what the Bible says. I'm just here telling you what it says. Number two, in your life, you should consider what God thinks about everything. He has an answer for it all. And that will, and here's our second reaction. First to follow, number two, a strengthening of faith. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we read this verse. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we listen to the word of God, what is the result? Number one, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. The reaction of the Christian should be to follow Christ. The reaction of the Christian should be to grow in faith. Faith. When I see God working in my life, and when I obey Him, and I do what He says, and I follow His leading, and what happens after that is, wow, I can trust the Lord. Because His ways are always the best way. So I'm going to ask you here today, what is hindering you from hearing the voice of God? Is there sin in your life? We saw it in Isaiah 59. Can you even have a conversation with Him? Number two, if you're a child of God, if you're saved, do you have so many distractions in your life that you can't even hear Him speaking? The fan's going, the music's playing, the kids are arguing at the table, and God is trying to talk with you. The lawn's got to be mowed, and the house has got to be painted, and work has demands, and family has demands, and we care nothing about what God thinks about anything until there's a disaster, and we bring our box of broken pieces to Him and say, here, fix this. And He said, I was telling you the whole time not to go that way. There was like 100 steps I told you not, because this is the result. Can He fix our mess? Absolutely. He does. But why go through the hurt? Why mess things up? Why not listen? Maybe I'm a bad parent, but I've been exasperated at certain times parenting. And I've had that honest conversation with an 8-year-old. Why don't you listen? Like, explain to me. I just told you not to do that. You were in trouble. You left this room and went and did that exact same thing. Why don't you listen to me? And I wonder if God says the same thing in our life. Why aren't you listening to me? I'm talking to you. What's hindering you from hearing the voice of God? Is it sin? Is it distractions? Have you received and are properly reacting to it? Are you following Him? Is your faith being strengthened? Please remember, you are responsible. You're responsible for what you hear. Well, I'm going to stop coming to church. Oh, it's not just here. That's the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. It's everywhere. Here it actually helps you. Be an encouragement to you. Let's all stand. Working with young people for so many years and young adults and things, we would find conversation starters. If you could talk to anybody in the past, who would you want to have lunch with, right? I mean, and, I would love to talk with Abraham Lincoln, or I would love to, talk with this great person or that person and all of that. Why? Oh, I would love wisdom, or I would love to hear what they thought about that. How about the Lord? Oh, I would love to hear God. Do you know that we can? Do you know that we can? Are you listening for His voice? Maybe you've allowed a lot of distractions in your life. Maybe right now He's talking to your heart. He's saying, you know what you got to do. Will you listen? In a moment, we're going to have something called an invitation. And I invite you to come up. There's something called, they look like normal steps, and I understand that. But this is an altar. Maybe you just want to come. I know God can hear you any place. And that in the Old Testament, sacrifices could be made anywhere, but they brought the sacrifices to the altar. It was significant. Maybe this morning, you want to come and there's nothing, again, mystical. This isn't mystical. This is real. Maybe you just want to come and let the Lord know, I haven't been, but I'm listening. I know I haven't responded correctly. Maybe you want to come and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I put my faith and trust in You. I know that You're the only way. Forgive me. Maybe today's the day you want to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Maybe as a Christian, you want to let the Lord know. Maybe you want to come and just listen for a moment. Maybe you're coming to the Lord with a box full of mess and said, I'm sorry, I didn't heed the warning. Can you help me? Heavenly Father, we thank You for today. God, I'm thankful that we can come to You with our problems, our needs. God, I'm thankful that You have instruction and wisdom for us to help us. Lord, I pray that You bless this time of invitation. Now, Lord, whatever it is that You're doing with people's hearts here this morning, God, I pray that we would listen, that we would seek You. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here this morning? The Lord was speaking to your heart.